It was National Puppy Day on Thursday. Here at NPR, the only thing we like more than puppies is the puzzle. Joining me, as always, is Will Shortz. He's the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
So I was thinking about this, and I realized I didn't know much about the history of crossword puzzles. Can you briefly tell me, when was the first crossword puzzle put into a paper? What's the history?
Yeah, it was invented in 1913. The inventor was Arthur Wynn, appeared in the old newspaper, The New York World. And in 1924, Simon & Schuster published the first crossword puzzle book, which became a bestseller, and virtually all newspapers in America started crosswords in 1924 or 25.
And this is where we are now. Okay. Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, I said think of a familiar phrase in the form, I blank you, in which a four-letter word goes in the blank. Rearrange those letters and you'll get another familiar phrase in the form, I blank you. And I said both phrases get more than 500,000 hits in a Google search. What phrases are they? Well, they are, I read you. And I dare you.
We got nearly 1,000 responses, obviously people who do a lot of Google searches. And our winner is Helen Haller of Pittsford, New York. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Do you do a lot of Google searches? Is that what gave it away? How'd you figure it out?
No, it just, once I got past I love you, it just came into my head.
Okay, tell us about Pittsford, your hometown.
Well, Pittsford is a suburb of Rochester, New York, and we live in a little hamlet that is part of Pittsford called Bushnell's Basin, which is on the Erie Canal.
Hmm, sounds lovely. Are
you
ready?
The Erie Canal is about a mile from where I live. Am I ready? I've been ready for, well over 20 years.
Really? You've been listening for 20 years?
Oh, more than, from postcard days. I once sent a postcard where the answer had something to do with pasta, and I actually glued pasta onto the postcard and nailed that. But why didn't you call me 16 years ago? You used to give as a prize the Merriam-Webster Desk Encyclopedia.
Man, would that be a relic now. All right, are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Let's go.
All right, Helen and Lulu, to mark the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament, which is taking place this weekend in Stamford, Connecticut, I'm going to give you some two-word clues that might appear in a crossword. The first and last letters of each answer are the same as the first and last letters of the clue. For example, if I said football mistake, you would say fumble, because both the clue and the answer start with F and end with E. Okay?
Oh, so the answer is one word, but the clue is two words.
That's correct.
Cool.
Okay. Number one, snow tool.
Shovel.
That's it. Number two, an autumn flower.
Aster.
Aster is it. Warm material.
Wool.
That's it.
Is that what you were thinking?
That's what I'm thinking. Math operation.
Multiplication.
Uh-huh. Spanish mister.
Señor.
Uh-huh. I like that accent, too.
Que bien.
Near, good. Oh, yeah. Near relative.
Niece.
That's it. Cable giant.
Comcast. Is that what you
That's
mean?
That's it. That's it.
Wow, you are excellent at this.
You know this stuff. Baby's shoe.
A booty?
Uh-huh. Chipping tool.
Chipping tool?
Yeah.
Chisel.
That's it. And your last one is Northeast State, and it's a two-word answer.
Northeast State.
Further northeast than New York.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is at 100%.
Ooh. Wow, that is great. I am so impressed.
Well, I'm a little bit regret that I didn't give you a chance to...
No. Do not regret that. I love to hear, you know, our contestants play so well. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin. Unfortunately, not those encyclopedias that you had wanted, but you'll get puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Helen, what member station do you listen to?
We listen to WXXI. The puzzle comes on the AM, but there's an AM and an FM in Rochester, and we listen to both.
Awesome. Helen Haller of Pittsford, New York. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Muchísimas gracias.
De nada. All right, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
It comes from listener Mike Stamen of Odenton, Maryland. Name two things found in a kitchen, one starting with G, the other starting with K. If you have the right ones, you can rearrange the letters to name two other things, one of them found in the kitchen, starting with F, and the other one probably found elsewhere in the house, starting with K. What things are these? So again, two things found in the kitchen, one starting with G, the other with K. You can rearrange the letters to name two other things, one of them in the kitchen, starting with F, and the other one probably found elsewhere in the house, starting with K. What things are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, March 30th at 3 p.m. Eastern. So include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we will give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.